Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. How are you guys doing today? You ready for some MTC mental toughness conditioning? You ready for our morning connection? Let's make sure that people are getting online. Here they come on Facebook. Again, for those of you on Periscope, I am broadcasting this live on my Facebook channel. That's facebook.com/SkipLacourPage. And for those of you on Facebook, I'm also doing this on my Periscope, and that's at SkipLacour, SkipLacour. Do this every single morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. It's just our chance to connect. Just two brothers, two buddies, just talking about life. This isn't hardcore. Do this, do this. I'm not going to get all over your butt. Step up, God damn it. Why can't you do this? It's not all about that, right? It's just two guys just going through the journey of life together. I have a lot of similar experiences. If you're joining this Morning Connection podcast and you're getting to hear all my stories, my life, I am sure you're finding out that we're a lot the same. I may be a little bit older, a little bit more experienced because I've been just dealing with the things that you've been dealing with a little bit longer. Hopefully I've found distinctions and strategies to make it to the other side or a lot closer to that level that I want to take my life to. And you know, the thing is if you're going through the grind, you're going through the challenge and you never think you're quite there yet. There's always more. You know, take it from your big brother Skip here. Man, that's the way I feel right now. And I know it's no different than the way that I felt at 23, 33, 43, right? It's just a continual process. And what I've learned is that's what makes the game so amazing. As you find out just how strong you are, how capable you are, what's available out in this world, that when you accomplish things and you realize, wow, you know, there's more for me to want. I see that as an empowering thing, a positive thing, because there is so many things in this world to enjoy. The experiences, the connection, the people, the achievements, the material things, the travel. Hello, York. Hello, Hater. Hello, Jim. How are you guys doing this morning? Thank you so much for coming here once again for our mental and emotional workout. We're workout buddies, right? There's so much more, and you know, it's not about what you achieve. Hello, Khalil, how are you, sir? You know, it's not about what you achieve. I'm sure you're finding this out. It's about who you become. Wow, I can do that. Just think what else I can do. Wow. And then it's certain things like, wow, I could have done that so much earlier in life. What if I had these skills? What if I had this level of confidence earlier in life? Just think where my life would be, right? And that's the beauty of it. It's also sometimes the challenge of it all is, you know, how can we get more out of life, enjoy the process, but, you know, keep up that level of drive, right? That's all the game. Hello, Osama. How are you doing today? Thank you so much for the kind words. I appreciate that. Hello, Trevor. Thank you for joining us. Really enjoy the Periscope visitors, those of you on Facebook, making these comments, saying hello, sharing the feed with your friends or followers, helping me get the word out, and letting other people know who follow you what you're interested in. I really appreciate that, right? So, got a message for you today. I'm going to be more and more conscious of your time. You know, I get filled with the Holy Spirit in my effort to want to just help you guys so much, but I want to keep our workouts, right? Our workouts to 20 minutes or less, right? 20 minutes or less, and that's from this day forward what I'm committed to be doing. So it's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection, MTC, mental toughness conditioning. And what I mean by that is we're just talking about life. I'm talking about in these general, generic forms, and you're translating to what you want most in life, right? Because the strategies for success, the mental and emotional strategies, those qualities and characteristics like tenacity, persistence, perspective, objectivity, patience, drive, determination, right? Balance in life. All these are just words. And they all have meaning to us. And as we execute them and as we actually do things, we take them to a certain level. And then it's not just finding more adjectives to describe ourselves, more qualities. It's taking those qualities and characteristics to higher and higher levels. And there's an endless amount of effectiveness and efficiency and elegance in which we can exhibit these qualities and characteristics. And that's that next higher level. And that's how we achieve more and more success in life. And how do we do that? By getting in there, facing our challenges head on, finding out that we can do this and building that confidence, or really get hit in the gut sometimes. But we've gone through the process and we come back stronger. Okay, that didn't work this time. This is the mindset. These are the things that I need to do. And now we're stronger through conditioning, through actually getting in the game. And that's what this is all about. We're just connecting. It's light material. It's just two guys talking. It isn't more and more information that you know will change your life, but you just got to do this, this, and this, and you just can't budget the time. And so you bookmark this, oh, I'll do it later, right? Or you download the video or just like an ebook or whatever. That's not what this is about. This is just two guys connecting. What I want from you by having my high quality, what I call killers, right? We're killers. We want the best things in life. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get there, right? To call upon all our talents, our resources, our abilities, to use this time that we have to the fullest with a sense of urgency to get what we want, that killer mentality, right? That's what I mean by killers. I'm not talking about stepping over people, not talking about breaking your moral code or not living up to your own values. I'm just talking about that killer mentality, right? That's what I want for you. That's what I want to develop with you guys. Just a whole tribe that were killers, right?
Hey, babies, these are total killers. These are not the nice, sweet little people that you think, okay?
Right? So that's my Donald Trump. You know, he's talking about business, and he was talking to some journalists who don't have that killer mentality when it comes to business. He was trying to relate to them. They go, look, this is a whole different mindset of these people. You don't get it. They don't think like you. And because they don't think like you, they're animals. They're killers. They get what they want. That's how I want to develop our attitude, our tribe, you know, our total killers that show up for this morning connection, that we're developing that mentality. Get so clear, get so focused on what it is we want. We're doing everything we can. We look for every opportunity. Every opportunity, every chance, every person, every blog, every live video chat, it all is fueling our fire. It's giving us more distinctions, more strategies, because that one distinction, that one strategy, that new way of looking at this same old challenge that you're going through, as you're going for everything that you want in life, that's going to make all the difference in the world. And maybe during this very morning connection live video chat, you're going to get one, two, five of them, who knows, when you... I do know this, when you show up every single day for our mental and emotional workout, your MTC, mental toughness conditioning, this morning connection live video chat, over the course of days and weeks, this is like 57 days in a row, you will definitely get those golden nuggets that are going to apply to your life and help you get closer to what it is that you really want. And if anything else, if anything, you'll have great conversational material, maybe something that I stimulate. Go ahead and use it. Go ahead and use it at the next party. You know, amaze your friends. Well, all I do is thinking about this as I work with my guys one-on-one all throughout the day. Here it is Saturday morning. I've been on the phone. I had a 3 o'clock, four. I got up at 3. I had a 4 o'clock appointment with one of my guys in Nashville, Tennessee, and then another one at 5 a.m. on the East Coast. That's how I start off my Saturday. I think about this stuff all the time. I come to you to deliver just a little piece to get you closer to your goals and get you more clarity. You know, interesting stuff. Do you have people in your group of people that you can pass along to? At the very least, you'll be fascinating and interesting to them. Right. So at the very least, I'll give you material to talk about every single day. So it's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. You know, today I had a very interesting experience with one of my guys. Just got off the phone with him for a weekly one-on-one coaching session. And so today I want to talk about, what if you just finally just dealt with that one thing head on right now? And, you know, what I mean by that one thing is, you know, I don't care what you've achieved in your life. I don't care how awesome your life has been. You know, we all have made things that we consider mistakes or things that we're not necessarily the most proud of that bring us pain and angst in our heart. What if we could have only done things differently, right? Hello, John. Good morning, sir. You know what I'm talking about there. And again, intellectually sometimes, we know it's not that big of a deal, right? But it's our own little secret inside. And, you know, maybe you share that secret with some people that you really trust, maybe with nobody, but it's just, it's burdening you. And you know that intellectually, it's not that big of a deal. Yes, you're not proud of it, but everybody has that one thing. No, even if you live the greatest life in the world, there's always something that you've done that you're the least proud of, that you really feel is holding you back, that you wish you could have done differently, right? Everybody has it. So if you're feeling that way, you're not alone. And that's what this whole discussion is about, getting you to think about, that you're not alone for having that. You intellectually know that people don't really care. You don't really care, but it's just something that you're holding in your heart. That's just these chains that are weighing you down. You know, there's a saying that says, you're only as sick as your secrets. Now, I don't really know what that means. I don't know how much thought I put into it. But what I take that right off the cuff, what that means is, you know, if you believe that you have something that, maybe not on an intellectual level, you've seen plenty of people have had your same challenge, made your same mistakes. And you're thinking, hey, tough, that's a tough break, bro, but man, keep on keeping on. Don't let that pain of the past stop you. You know, everybody's made mistakes, right? Keep on keeping on, right? Make it better from this day forward. That's the motivational speech you would give that other person, right? But can we be as kind and as empathetic and understanding to ourselves sometimes? So I always tell you guys, don't get consumed with the haters. Don't go out there and hate people. Don't spend your time going in the direction of what you don't like about people. Because when you develop that mentality, it's not what you're doing to them. It's what you're doing to yourself. You're going to think that everybody's a hater. Everybody judges me hard. So, man, if I just do one thing, I'm a hater. And there's haters out there. And all my friends who have all these trust issues and insecurity issues that always talk about haters, haters, haters. There must be a million haters out there. Oh my God, if I slip up, if they knew my one little secret or something, they would hate on me. So I got to keep this inside. You're only as sick as your secret because, you know, intellectually you know it's not that big of a deal and they really don't care. That's another danger of focusing on the haters, using the haters, whatever the hell that means to fuel you. There's so many negative repercussions besides that little boost of motivation that you think it's giving you. It's hurting you in so many ways. Because we all have that one thing that, man, we would think, we don't even want to admit it to ourselves. It brings us so much pain. We're not proud of it. We're ashamed of it. Right? Am I right here? Is that for you? Right? You don't have to tell the world it, right? But if I have those things, and maybe not a whole list of things, and I'm sure intellectually you wouldn't even care. Hey, so what? That's part of what makes you great, Skip. Yeah, I know it. I tell myself that. But it's not. It's what we really feel inside. What is that thing for you? What is that thing for you? Guess what I want you to focus in on is, what if you had the courage and constance to just finally just let it out? Don't let it have that hold on you, weigh you down, and do what you intellectually know that doesn't matter anyway. How much would that free you up to work on the next challenge in front of you, right? So challenge number two can go up to challenge number one now that you've eliminated that fantasy, that illusion, that fear, that, oh my God, that's the worst thing in the world to admit. How freeing would that be? I wonder if you have experiences in the past where you have done that. You've kind of just owned up to something and nobody cares. And because you just let that pressure out, you know, how great would that feel? How much would that free up your emotions and mindset that you move ahead, right? And I'll tell you this, is that the reason why when I do these morning connection live video chats, You know, like I said, this is like 57 days in a row. I really don't know what I'm going to talk about, right? I do know I have this sense of confidence because I talk to men all over the world all week long, in addition to continually striving to go to my next level. Then I'll come up with something. So I don't care if it's, you know, my time, it's, I'm not quite sure, and it's 6:55. I know I'll come up with something, right? Most of the time, I wait till the last minute of what I am most passionate about. You know, I guess I'm not too proud to say that I wait to what's in my heart. If I'm going to show up and get in front of you viewers, I don't want to talk about some canned speech that I wrote down a week ago, and it was really important to me a week ago. I want to talk about what's in the moment. And if you've noticed, I don't know how well I played it off. But I don't know if you've noticed in a couple of these morning connection live video chats, I'm kind of tearing up a little, you know. It's bringing me back to a place that's really emotional. And that's really where I want to go. I don't want to sit here and cry all these these chats, right? But I want to be really connected, so I really deliver a message to you that has meaning, right? Sometimes I kind of went a little too deep, right? And so, again, it's just in my sincere desire to be the most effective at bringing value to your life, you're spending this time with me, right? And so, you know, my inspiration for this just came on my last call with a gentleman. And, you know, just an amazing guy. I mean, just to tell you what kind of an amazing guy this is in so many different ways. I mean, his goals over the next years is to make $368 million, okay? Now, I don't just deal with super achievers like that with financially. I mean, all different men, different ages, different goals, different levels of success, right? I'm just telling you. And he corrected me because I remembered from our first conversation, I took some notes about what he wanted for his life, and I quoted it as $267 million, and he was quick to correct me. No, that's $368 million, right? So an amazing guy, right? Just amazing progress. He's just, it's not just the achievements. It's about what he's feeling in his heart and soul. And I'm just so proud to be a part of it. But I will do anything for my guys. That's all I think about, right? I'm so committed. And a lot of it is that I've had mentors in my past who have helped me. And I'm enjoying this quality of life so much so because of those mentors. It's just, I see guys going through pain. I see what they're saying on their social media. The questions when they do, I just want to help them break through any chance I can. Well, we got to a point where, you know, sometimes through growth, you're going to feel pain. But that pain is what makes you suck it up and find a way to do it right this time. And he was feeling that pain. My empathy, my heart just went out to him. But I know the exact emotion that he was going through about something like in his past that made him feel that way. And like I said, I'll do anything for my guys. And so I went back to a place of there's my one thing. And I can't even believe that I did it. I said, hey, I got to tell you a story. Because that's what I really believed he needed. And I know he respects me, looks at me as a confidant, a source. And I just revealed to him my deepest, darkest secret, my deepest pain that I know it's not a big deal to anybody except for me. Because that's what I believe that he needed at that time, and I wanted to deliver. I wanted, forget about me in the moment and all in my head, right? And what, oh my God, what will people think of me? Because I just wanted to deliver to him, I got to tell you this. I don't share it with hardly anybody, right? Very few people. But I did it for him in that moment and to lighten that load for him, to tell him I understand so he wouldn't take it as hard. And in that moment, I gave myself such a gift. It just lightened that load and it made my emotions match the intellect. And it made me think about, say, what is that thing for you that you know that isn't a big deal but it's weighing you down? What if you were finally just to address it and free yourself of that? How great will you feel? Instead of just theory that it's not a big deal, people don't care, and instead of just knowing that in theory, you actually put it out there and finally got that off your chest. And again, this may just start the process, You may not be up to that courageous point to do that, to step out. Life may be good enough that you don't have to deal with it. I get it. But maybe this conversation will start that process. And maybe if you never or you got to that point, I don't know, 3 years from now, but maybe it'll be 3 months from now just because of our morning connection and our chat. I know it's a process. I'm just like you. You know, I have my fears. I have my concerns. I focus on the positive. I don't want to go backwards. I want to share with you something that it's a metaphor that I found so helpful. And it's from a mentor of mine. His name is Marshall Silver. And this guy took me aside. And look, I'll just tell you this. I didn't realize at the time, this guy just gave to me. That's why I feel it's just so important to give. I mean, I traveled around with him. He just shared his life with me. And it's just such a massive difference. Here's the thing is, the lag time before I really got it, what all that time meant and how much I appreciate everything he did for me, there was lag time. Like, I don't know, 6-7 years. I am where I am right now. With my connection in my heart, with my family, you could tell by the pictures how important family at this point for my evolution is to me because of the time he spent with me, how he helped me clear up garbage in my head that I didn't even realize. But it's not just about me, why I'm here today, why I have this whole More Than Just Muscles platform. If you don't know about that, send me an email. I have podcasts, Google, Skip a Core, More Than Just Muscles. He helped me. He was the first person to maybe understand that this power of my shield, of my muscle, and my structure, and my discipline, and my achievement, how maybe that addiction, how can that, yeah, it's addiction's a positive. I know all the stories. I know the fitness. I read it all the time, right? How understanding that put me on a journey that I have everything that I really want in life and on my path to more. Love, connection, family. My businesses are flourishing. My passion to give to you, it freed all of that up. Instead of log jamming from the muscles and the discipline and that shield, that belief about what fitness meant to me and what it didn't mean to me. I'm here at this point because he took the time for me. And the only thing that I wish I did is I would appreciate, not for me, I wish I would appreciate what a gift I was given earlier in life so I could have been doing this for you earlier. As I can maybe put you on your path through this, that freedom, that happiness, that lightness, that making a difference in the world, that productivity, right? Everything that it's not too late to be great in my life that I'm opening myself up to finally is because of what he did for me. I want that for you. Maybe I would have done it 8 years earlier. But you know what? Maybe I could have shown my appreciation to him 8 years sooner because there's lag time. I know that I'm telling you things are going to change the course of your life right now. I know with absolute certainty the men who I work with one-on-one, their life changes forever, right? Whether or not they knew it or appreciated, they're appreciative, right? I don't really do it for their appreciation. I really do it for their sincere desire to help them, and I'm sure Marshall feels that same way. I just wish that I just appreciated much more in that moment, and it didn't take the lag time. But I know that that's how it works, and I'm sure he does too. But the point is, we all have this pain, we have this shame, we have this guilt that, again, we know that nobody cares or we're making it too big in our heads. But it is weighing us down. What would it take to free ourselves? He has this one metaphor that I want to share with you, and that we all have those things. And every single day when you get up and take your shower, you metaphorically wash away all your sins of the past, all your bad decisions, all your guilt of the past. You metaphorically just wash off and it's a new day to start off with. I just found that that's so helpful because we're all going through that, and I hope you find that helpful too. Hello, Marians. How are you today, sir? That's our morning connection for today. I hope that was helpful. Hey, go to skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. skiplacourcoaching.com www.coachingcall.com/MC. Fill out the form for a random coaching call. You know, if this message generically is helping you out, what if you got a call from when we talked for 5-10 minutes about your specific challenge? That's what I want to do for you. I want to make this, I know that I'm making a huge effort by connecting with you every single day on this Morning Connection chat. But what's really going to take it to the next level, put on steroids, your personal growth on steroids, so to speak, is when you can talk about your specific challenges. Reach out. I'm here for you. You can send me an email at skipoutskiplacour.com. Tell me your name, your age, the biggest challenge you're going through. Leave your phone number. Right? Fill out that form at skipoutskiplacourcoaching.com/MC. If you find tremendous value in the time we spend together every day, let me help you speed that up. I want you to get this place in my heart of where I am now through everything I've gone through, because I know you're here, you're following me, you've been following for years because we're a lot alike. I want to help you break through the challenges that I was fortunate enough to break through, and I'm continuing to break through sooner in life. I want you to experience what I'm experiencing at 27 and not 37. If you're 37, I want you to experience that at 37 and not 47. It's not too late to be great, but you got to do your work. I want to help be the trigger. I want to be that person in your life that you're going to have a live video chat or whatever form of communication that you're going to be talking about me like I talked about Marshall. I want to be the person that you talk about like I talk about Zig Ziglar or Tony Robbins, right? Selfishly, right? I want to change your life. I want to have that kind of impact. But you got to do your part and reach out. And when you're ready, you will. You will. All right. So have an amazing, outstanding, awesome day. And thank you for doing this for yourself by showing up. All right. Take care, guys.